Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon-only show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experience, so don't always expect top-notch analysis. Today's card is going to be from the Rohan starter, and it's going to be the Rittermark's Finest. I'm providing the positive aspect of this card. Shellen is providing the negative. And Shellen will provide his side first after reading you the card.
Okay, so the Rittermark's Finest. It is a 2-cost spirit ally with 1 willpower, 1 attack, 0 defense, and 2 hit points. It is a creature. It is Rohan. It has an action. Exhaust and discard Rittermark's Finest to place 2 progress tokens on any location. The poor Rittermark's Finest is just kind of in the crosshairs for Rohan in general here, I think. Especially early stage Rohan, where everything costs too much and you have to get rid of it to get any benefit out of it. So it's a 2 willpower, 1 quester, so already not being useful there for that, because you have so many 2 willpower questers that cost 2 that use them instead. And then you have to discard it to get a benefit out of it. But even worse, you have to exhaust and then discard it. Even FFG, who, bless their hearts, tried to help Rohan as much as they could over the course of the game, figured out that you can't make these Rohan allies have to exhaust and then discard after this card. That's just way too much. You don't even get to use the 1 attack or the 1 willpower for this if you're going to discard it to place 2 progress. It's funny that it has some uses, especially in an early card pool. If you've been following along with Chad's progression series and deck building series on YouTube and stuff, he uses this quite effectively when he's deck building with just the Shadows of Mirkwood cycle, because 2 progress is 2 progress, especially if you're stuck not making enough progress from questing. This helps clear out an active location. So it's not useless, but Rohan, for being, you know, one of the best traits that everybody's so excited about that's coming from the books and the movies, just got done so dirty in the early life cycle of this game, and Rittermark's Finest is one of those cards that contributes to that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I see the end of your argument there, stealing a little bit of the unreleased Rohan hot take by me. But I agree. Ability, tough break. Really wish he wasn't exhausted and discard. Really wish it only cost 1. I mean, so many things about it. Just inefficient. All the things that you could criticize about Rohan, I think, are in this card. So, with that said, I have to write a positive about this card. And you may think I have a hard time here, and I actually think I have a pretty easy time for this one, because this card came out in the Hills of Emmonmuir. So it's already, I think, is that like the third or fourth pack? I think it's the third or fourth pack in the first cycle.
Right.
And by that point, we've already had a card called A Frightened Beast from Conflict at the Carrick that says, it's a treachery. It says, each player raises his threat by the total threat of all cards in the staging area. Any player may choose to discard from play 1 creature card he controls to cancel this effect. And guess what? This guy's a creature. So okay, that can be a pretty punishing card, because this is the one that the trolls hang out in the staging area.
Right.
And if you don't have Test of Will, it can be bad times. You can really get hit by a bunch of threat, you know, 6 threat, and suddenly you have to engage all of them, and that can just be the game for you. And having the ability of this card, if you don't have Test of Will, you've played it already, you know, sometimes in multiplayer, you know, you've got to use it, and then it's like, okay, well, now I don't have it anymore. This card can really save your bacon, because you can just straight up discard it even if it's already sent to a quest. So I know that's very, very situational for a card, but it has value for a trait that you think kind of, until Radagast came out, was totally useless, basically. You're like, creature, you're like, what the heck am I doing with all these creature allies? And then until Hero Radagast comes out, really nothing. But this, it has value to be able to act as almost another test of will in that quest that you've gotten one willpower out of for a few turns. So very situational argument. But
well,
I mean,
it's usable in some other quests that just make you discard an ally you control. You can waste two resources on this one and then just get rid of it since you didn't want it anyway. So there's another pro for you.
I mean, what about getting rid of Sylvan Refugee that we just talked about before? And then you could lose another Sylvan Refugee by discarding it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. In other quests, his discarding thing is probably not as, you know, discard to a treasure thing is not as useful as this one quest and one treachery. There are three of it in the deck, but yeah, I mean, that's really the best thing.
Way cheaper allies that are creatures that you can use too, but
yeah,
that
actually, I mean,
do
of course,
something until they get discarded. But
yes, of course, I agree.
You.
But
I'm with you. In that first cycle, if you go back and replay Emin Wheel, or if you're playing, you know, progression where you open the whole cycle at once, I'm with you. That is a nice, fun tech use for it that I certainly haven't ever used, but I appreciate.
Yeah, the only reason I thought about that is because I had to do it one time when I first got the game, and I was like, man, this guy's not that good, and then I got hit by that treachery, and then I was like, I actually was paying attention to what the card said, and I was like, oh, it's got this like second clause in it, and I was like, oh, I bet I could play this card and maybe it would be helpful. And it was helpful like one or two times, you know, when I had like four quests, I was playing them over and over again. But not an optimal choice, but sometimes you can't always play optimally, I suppose. So I guess what we'll just have to find out is what people think about our arguments here. Is my one quest, one treachery argument going to convince people to vote for me? I don't know. We'll have to see. And then
I'll vote for you, Bartley.
Okay, thanks. I can't vote. Again, as I mentioned, I don't subscribe to the Patreon anymore, so I can't vote. So please vote for me, and then I'll see everyone on the next episode.